Five cities in southern Orange County are heading to federal court. This after activists sued them for allegedly dumping homeless people and refusing to build more shelters. The lawsuit was filed last week after attorneys said Irvine, Aliso Viejo, San Clemente, Dana Point, and San Juan Capistrano all failed to adequately address ongoing homelessness issues. Here to make sense of this entire thing, we've got Gustavo Arellano with us with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Larry.
So this lawsuit filed last week is similar to another lawsuit filed against the county last year. What do they have in common?
This is all the fallout from Orange County's huge homeless problem of the past couple of years with the big Santa Ana riverbed encampment. So ever since that got cleared out by the county, first the activists, a lot of activists who are representing the homeless people, first they sued the county saying, well, you can't kick people out of the Santa Ana riverbed if they have nowhere else to go. And specifically, they're going after South Orange County. This is actually a Civil War decades in the making, and with an unlikely ally for the activist in the federal judge that's presiding over this case, David O. Carter.
You know, one of the dirtiest sort of open secrets in Orange County was the open disgust many cities in South OC said they had toward the homeless. Is there any evidence to back up the claims? I mean, have we seen any movement on this issue?
If you're in Orange County, you knew that any of the cities in South Orange County, if there was ever any homeless people there, you'd either have a sheriff's deputy or the police department. They'd go and they'd dump them in Santa Ana. And a lot of people would say, oh, no one would ever do that. That's an urban legend. But no less an authority than Judge Carter, again, the person who's presiding over all these lawsuits about homelessness in Orange County, he pointed to the representatives of South Orange County cities and said, I know this is happening. We know that you have been dumping people for decades in Santa Ana. It's not going to happen anymore. So what's explosive about this most recent lawsuit is those allegations that, in fact, those five South Orange County cities named have been dumping homeless people in Santa Ana again.
All right, so who are these homeless activists and what is it that they want to see change?
What they want ultimately, specifically with South Orange County, is you have to help out the rest of Orange County with this homeless issue, because most of the big homeless shelters in Orange County, actually most, all of them are in North Orange County, Huntington Beach a little bit. In South Orange County, the only thing even approaching a homeless shelter right now is a place in Laguna Beach that only has 45 beds. It's nowhere near where these South Orange County cities should be, frankly.
Now, these activists say that they are suing also for the county refusing to build more shelters. Is that also the case?
What's interesting about this case is that last year, the County of Orange, they actually tried to build a temporary homeless shelter in the Great Park, that big expanse of nothing in Irvine. But there was this humongous uproar by both the city council and, more importantly, county residents. You had this bizarre spectacle of thousands of Irvine residents, mostly Chinese immigrants, protesting outside of the County Board of Supervisors saying, we do not want a homeless shelter in our city. So all the mayors of South Orange County last year also got together and said, okay, we're going to build a homeless shelter. And the first location they suggested was out in Silverado Canyon in the middle of nowhere. And then the second location they suggested was a former youth prison camp out in the Cleveland National Forest. And Judge Carter said, that's not going to happen. If you're going to have a homeless shelter, it has to be within your city limits. So this really goes down to something fun, a philosophical point between the South Orange County cities. They believe they are above everyone else in Orange County, and they believe that they exist in this bubble that should not be popped by the reality of the homeless situation in Orange County.
All right, so this is going to go back to the U.S. District Courtroom and Judge David Carter. What happens next?
That's going to be interesting, because Judge Carter has been threatening for over a year at this point, as long as these lawsuits have been in this courtroom, that if South Orange County cities don't do something about the homeless issue, he's going to lift anti-camping ordinances so homeless people could live anywhere they want. And hey, maybe you'll see homeless people finally in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.